Back with Coach Logan Swallum talking about Bear football in 2024 as the season gets ready to kick off tonight at Lincoln. Lincoln is a ways up in central Missouri, and the Bears will make that road trip tonight. And what do you know, or what can you tell us about Lincoln and what the Bears can expect in week one?
I do know that they have just about everybody back on their squad from a year ago. I think they only graduated one, maybe two. So they've got a lot of experience. They didn't win a lot of games last year, but they were also young, and they have all those kids back. You know, they've got several key positions as in their quarterback. They've got a receiver. They've got a couple running backs that are really good. And up front, it looks like they've got good size. We're going to have to play well. You know, we're going to have to run the football effectively and contain their quarterback there back there and do a pretty good job on him.
So Lincoln, a big road test, and then you'll be home next week for Pleasant Hope in the start of the home season. But as Bear fans, and they'll be, of course, lining the street next Friday night, waiting to get in and waiting to watch Bear football, what can Bear fans expect this year as far as offense and defense, and what will Bear football look like?
Well, first off, you know, based off of last year, we want to compete for four quarters. You know, it's, you know, I tell them every day, you know, there's going to be mistakes and a lot of snaps of the game. There is on, you know, in games on TV. I mean, it's how quickly you can forget those and keep competing on the next play. You know, offensively, we're going to try to run the football, establish a run first. You know, whether that be, you know, with backs or receivers, you know, on the perimeter. You know, and then we'll toss it around a little bit. We've got some skill positions that can catch the ball a little bit. You know, but the most important, you know, our guys up front, they've got to do a really good job. You know, I tell them every day, you know, we're only as good as you guys are going to be. You know, it's the most important group. And, you know, we've pushed them hard and we expect a lot out of them.
Friday night's the chance to kind of put into practice all of that stuff they've been working on for the last few months. And, of course, Friday night's important, but Monday and Tuesday night will be important too when the JV hits the field. And we talked about the youth and how important is it that those some of those freshman kids get those JV snaps.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a big freshman class. You know, we'll go over to Ava on Tuesday night and play them in our JV game. Hopefully they go out there and they compete. You know, they work just as hard, if not harder, than any of the other kids in practice. You know, I think a lot of those young kids have goals set individually, and then obviously as a group they want to achieve some things, and we expect a lot out of them, and we're really proud of them to this point, and, you know, can't wait for them to get going also.
You mentioned the goals and some of the individual goals the players have, and of course, it's 10 weeks and it's a grind. But when you hit the end of the season and look back on 2024, what are some goals you have for this team?
Obviously, you know, I stated a minute ago, you know, competing for a full game every week, you know, and just growing at each week as it goes on. You know, obviously you want to get better and better and better. And then, you know, by the end of the season, you want to be playing your best football. You know, like I stated a minute ago, we're still in the infant stages of all being together, and I think that they're learning every day on how to treat each other and how to be a team. You know, in our guys as coaches, you know, our new staff. So, and I think they've done a really good job. You know, there's always ups and downs, but they've done a good job of pushing through it, and I really do think that they're hungry, you know, to compete and get after it.
All right. Well, good luck, Coach Swallum, this year, and we'll be looking forward to our trip to Lincoln tonight. Kickoff at 7 o'clock, the Bears and the Lincoln Cardinals. Thanks to Coach Swallum, head football coach of the Willow Springs Bears, on the Coach's Show.